Welcome to Senior Power of Maine. Hi, I'm your host, David Neely, and as the past publisher of Maine Seniors Magazine, I know that senior power is Maine's greatest natural resource. Yes, I said senior power. Maine senior citizens are the reason Maine has the highest volunteer rate in the nation. In fact, the involvement of our seniors in community and civic organizations provide the very fabric of our cities and towns, making them great places to live. And Maine is also considered a generous state, despite our low income, with most of our philanthropy coming from, you guessed it, Maine's seniors. This radio program, Senior Power of Maine, will be filled with a combination of entertainment and information for mature audiences only. So if you are a senior partner or work with those who are, you'll want to grab a cup of coffee and enjoy our Senior Power half hour. Lynn, we start this show with Senator Collins on. Now, Senator, one of the concerns I have is with the trillions in spending, is it possible that maybe we need to be earmarking some of that to the Social Security Trust Fund? Because from time to time I hear things, and probably just rumor, I hope it is, but with our shrinking workforce and the increase of people aging and collecting Social Security, it seems to me at some point there is going to be an issue with the Social Security Fund.
You're absolutely right about that. There is an issue with the Social Security Fund. And Social Security is arguably the most important federal social program that was ever enacted. It is the foundation of retirement income for most Americans, and supplemented by savings, it's made the difference between poverty and a comfortable retirement for millions of Americans. So I am concerned about the Social Security program and about its finances. It used to be that we had far more workers paying into the Social Security program than we did those drawing benefits from it. Another factor is that we're living longer, and thus it was the amount of time that people are drawing on their Social Security accounts is much longer than it used to be when Social Security was first enacted, certainly, but just over the years that age has grown and gone higher and higher, and thus those Social Security funds need to last longer for individuals. There are also still some inequities in Social Security for public service employees, such as teachers and firefighters and police officers, who may not be receiving the full Social Security benefits that they've earned because they belong to the state pension program, which does not have a Social Security component to it. My view is if you paid into Social Security and you've earned your quarters and your employer paid in, you should be able to collect the full amount that you're due. So that's a change that I think we need to make in the Social Security program, but that would cost some money. So you're right, this is an issue that ultimately is going to catch up with us. There's a related issue that I'd love to touch on, and that is that there's an estimated gap, despite Social Security, of $7 trillion between the savings that American households need to maintain their standard of living in retirement and what they are projected to actually have. And that's why I have championed legislation to encourage more savings and also to encourage small businesses to provide savings programs for their employees. I think that is really important, since we want those retirement years to be golden years, not years that are fraught with worries about whether or not there's sufficient income so that people can have a comfortable standard of living.
Well, thank you very much, Senator Collins. We appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
And now we have with us Brad Dyer of the Senior Planning Center. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Very good. And, you know, you stay on top of Medicare Advantage. I was wondering if you might want to share with us a little news that I believe our listening audience needs to know about Medicare Advantage and how potentially our government might be messing around with that a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, actually, part of my role at Senior Planning Center is to really stay on all things Medicare, and it's a challenge because there's always something. There's always something going on, something new being added or attempts to take things away. But specifically around Medicare Advantage right now, there's a lot going on in the budget process with the federal government. And one of, as part of, not a specific bill, but part of a budget reconciliation bill, the government's looking for money. They're looking for where they can grab money to spend on other programs. So they shift dollars around. And one of the attempts here is to take $100 billion, that's a billion with a B, $100 billion out of the Medicare Advantage program. And to give folks some perspective here, Medicare Advantage, or Part C of Medicare, is one of the options someone who's turning 65 or may be on Medicare due to a disability, it's one of the options they can use to receive additional health care coverage. And so that's government funded. The government pays a private health insurance company, and there's we deal with about seven of those in the state of Maine, seven, you know, very large companies. And they help provide Part C. And one of the challenges here is the government wants to take $100 billion out of that. So what does that mean? Well, that means probably the collapse of Medicare Advantage across America. And to give you some perspective, in the state of Maine, there's a little over 300,000 Medicare-eligible folks. 43% of those people, 150,000 people, are on Medicare Advantage plan. And these plans have about a 96% approval rating from the people who are on them. And in 2020, there's a huge bipartisan effort, you know, that's across both Democrats and Republicans, to keep Medicare Advantage in place and to strengthen it. So it's a bit of a mystery to me why we want to pull $100 billion out of Medicare Advantage if it's such a popular program. And to be clear, that rough 96% approval rating among the beneficiaries on the plan isn't just in the state of Maine. That's across America.
And Brad, isn't it true that health care costs do continue to go up? And so to actually take away money from a program that's there for the health care or seniors is really a double hit, because we know that health care costs are going up, and to then cut significantly into that program, you have costs going up, you have reimbursements and monies available going down, which obviously is going to create a significant issue for Medicare beneficiaries.
Well, I mean, what a maze of issues, David. So a couple of things. You know, in another business I have, I'm a provider, and the reimbursements are low, and it actually makes it very difficult to not so much just make money and be prosperous, but to run a business and pay people the salaries they need, to get good, competent professionals, the benefits they need, and provide great service to our patients. The additional thing is, it's a mystery to me, if we're worried about health care costs going up, the one thing that Medicare Advantage, remember that's Part C of Medicare, one thing Medicare Advantage does is it takes quite a bit of the financial burden off the federal government. And to keep the numbers simple, if you just have A and B of Medicare, that's hospital and doctor's coverage, and it's going to pay about 80% of your care, that U.S. government's going to pay that, that is an unknown amount of money that the government would actually have to pay. On Medicare Advantage, they pay a premium to a private health plan, so it's a public-private partnership. And then with that money that health plan gets, and let's just call that $12,000 a year, rough numbers, with that money, that plan has to manage the healthcare costs, and they do it exceptionally well with high-quality care. So it's a mystery as to why the government would want to pull this money out. So there's a lot of going on in Congress right now to figure out, you know, how can we get ahead of this and not let this happen?
And as well, share with the audience, if you can, the fact that Medicare Advantage is, in a sense, a premium opportunity for people at lower costs, given that it will come in and help with dental, vision, hearing, and a variety of other benefits. And you may even want to speak to some of those other benefits as new plans are coming out again for this fall for the annual enrollment period.
Oh, for sure. So first of all, one of the traditional options that people have picked is a Medicare supplement program, a Medigap plan. And that is it's a plan that, you know, you've got your original Medicare, that's A and B, and then you pay an insurance company usually a couple hundred dollars a month plus per person, and then that kind of rounds out your health care, and then you need to get an individual drug plan for $30 to $50 a month, let's say. I don't know those numbers exactly off the top of my head. So you have a pretty substantial cost every month. What Medicare Advantage allows you to do is potentially, in a lot of cases, get into a health plan for $0 a month. Remember, the government's paying the premium, $0 a month. And the benefits that you get on that is, first of all, you're not paying that multi-hundred-dollar a month premium every month, but you get benefits that can cover eyeglasses, benefits that will actually pay for dentures, and I mean truly they will pay for dentures, hearing aid benefits that have become pretty incredible. But then it goes even above and beyond that. I mean, you've got benefits that will help pay for food every month. There's a new benefit this year with one of the carriers that will help pay for your utility bills. It's cable, cell phone, internet, those kinds of bills. There's actually quite a list there. There's transportation benefits. There is an unbelievable amount of benefits you get, and there's no funny business, no strings attached. These are pretty incredible plans. So if you've got a fixed income senior, which most seniors are, and you've got a plan that will help pay for all of those things, that's less money coming out of the senior's pocket, not to mention less premium as well.
Yeah, and that's something I think our listening audience needs to know. The Medicare maze is just that. It's very confusing. Medicare Advantage has allowed for a plethora of opportunities in additional coverage for things that are costs for seniors, and yet you say that this program potentially could be at risk with Congress cutting some $100 billion from Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, and that's the stunning part of it to me. I know here at Senior Planning Center, I'm spending an enormous amount of energy trying to communicate around this issue, because we spend a lot of time, Americans spend a lot of time ignoring what's going on in Congress. And there's some things that, sure, you can ignore. But this one here, Not just this one, there's other things too, but $100 billion is not, in the grand scheme of a $4 or $5 trillion budget, maybe small money. But to this program, keeping in mind that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, cut $700+ billion out of future Medicare payments to providers. Now they want to pull $100 billion out of Med Advantage. What you essentially have here, with no alarmism at all, is the collapse of an incredibly well-run, important, highly, highly credible program. And people need to speak up and call their senators and call their congressmen and say, hey, I understand they're looking to cut Med Advantage. We need people to get involved and make those calls.
And I agree with you completely. I also wanted to throw something out there for the benefit of all Mainers to recognize that Senator Collins, with the Aging Committee and as founder of the Alzheimer's Caucus and the Diabetes Caucus, had told me, with all these trillions in spending, that nothing more was being earmarked for some of these important issues for seniors. Now, you just mentioned one where not only is there not additional earmarks, when we know healthcare costs are going up, but they're talking about a cut. In addition, we know that the Social Security Fund is going to be in rough straits within the next 10 years unless something significant
Absolutely.
Is done. So they can spend trillions of dollars recklessly across the board, but they can't seem to find a way to keep things whole for seniors. And as Senior Power Radio and your advocacy through the Senior Planning Center, we feel it's important to get this message out to our listeners, and I hope everybody out there will repeat what we've said to everybody they know, that they will make calls to their senators and congressmen.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
We're back with Brad Dyer of the Senior Planning Center. Am I right that each year in the last few years, they seem to find ways to make these plans, the Medicare Advantage plans, better and better and better for seniors? Now, you did say something about the utility option. There's over-the-counter benefits, so people, you know, even things like yes. Band-Aids and toothpaste and stuff like this. So some of these companies, they'll give you a debit card for several hundred dollars for these types of benefits. Can you expand on some of those?
I you know, of course, I can't name any companies on here. We're very careful about that. But all these things are real. So, you know, we had a meeting the other day with some of the insurance carriers. And they, you know, and they come in and they show us, you know, what are they bringing new to the table? Well, you know, a couple of the carriers, they got some pretty incredible things. So there's one company that's called a Flex Card, and it really is kind of like a debit card. It doesn't work the same way as the one in your pocket does. But it is a debit card, and it allows you to buy certain things. And one of the things is a $3,000 debit card to help you pay for dental. That'll buy you a high-quality set of dentures. Or hearing aids by, you know, really reputable companies. And some of them, they have a copay to get into it, but as opposed to $3,000 to $6,000 per year, and you only maybe have to spend maybe $500 to $800 or so dollars to get a high-quality hearing aid that has, it's warrantied, it's backed up, it's legitimate hearing aid. And if people are wondering, like, well, how do these plans do that? Well, their job is to take the dollars they get, so the little bit of premium they may charge you, and the dollars they get from the government, and then so a lot of that comes from partly your Part B as well, those monies get paid to them, and they have to manage that money well. Now, that doesn't mean low-quality care. What that means is that they want to have the most customers, so they want to make sure you're taken good care of, lots of preventative services, lots of support. And here's the really cool part, and I've really grown to love this about these companies, is over the last 12 years, I've learned that they pay attention to what's going on with your health. And if you have a problem, they will call you and they will stand behind you and say, what services do you need? We're ready to bring our resources to bear to keep you healthy.
And I'm going to go for a quick shameless plug, because sometimes we see an ad on TV about Medicare or get a flyer in the mail, and it may promise all these things, and it even looks red, white, and blue like your Medicare card, and all you got to do is call an 800 number. Well, just so happens that sometimes they might even have, some kind of a celebrity, let's say a football player, trying to speak to Medicare, and I recognize that Senior Planning Center has an ad on TV now. And it's with you, Brad, and you're saying, I'm no football player, but I know Medicare, and you don't need to call an out-of-state 800 number when you can get help right here at home. And by the way, we represent all the major Medicare health plans. And I've got to say, again, a shameless plug, that is true to the extent of any of our listeners who have heard stories where we've saved literally thousands of dollars per year for some of our clients, that we've helped clients get on the Medicare Savings Program, get them off supplements that they may have been paying too much for. In some cases, they didn't even need them. And we have made a life-changing difference for people who want to call the Senior Planning Center, and that's at 207-223-6565. Again, 207-223-6565. They call the Senior Planning Center because we're here to help. Brad, can you speak now about the annual enrollment period coming up, October 15 to December 7, and what kind of an opportunity that is for current Medicare beneficiaries?
Well, let me just quick tack on to what you said. You know, there's some really reputable companies out there, you know, that you can call and get help with. But the bulk of those companies, and the reason why we made this ad, is to say, hey, by the way, you know, hey, the football player is a great guy, but he doesn't know anything about Medicare. He may be on it. And we're experts at it. And those companies, a lot of them, you know, the folks that they enroll over the phone, 40 to 60% of them in the first year leave that the service with that company because they're not being serviced, and Senior Planning Center is big on that. But as far as open enrollment goes, October 15th to December 7th is Medicare open enrollment. And by the way, on November 1st, all the way into actually January this year, is the Affordable Care Act open enrollment, which we also help with. But for the folks that are on Medicare, you should be evaluating your plan. You should really take a look because there's incredible benefits. I know change is hard, but the one thing great about our team is they help make change a lot easier. And they're going to explain everything you need to know, all of the ins and outs, and you've got there to support my team to support you. And they are exceptional at that work.
And they do save people money. They do look the current plan you're on. And since the Senior Planning Center represents all the major Medicare health plans, if you really like that company that you're currently with, they may very well say, yeah, let's stay with that company. However,
sure.
You know, you qualify for Medicare savings program, or however, they have another plan that might even suit you better with some new benefits.
Yeah, and we're always going to put people on the right plan. If that means staying where you are, and let's say you're not a client of ours now and you call, we're going to ask you some questions, really important ones, to help determine what level of need you have and where you're at. And if the plan you're on is already right, I think the most thing we might say is, you know, let us service you. But beyond that, we're not going to change your plan. You're really in the driver's seat, and you've got a professional. And I've got about 30 professionals in our locations. And I've got about 50 professionals across Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts that are going to be able to help you with what you need. So it's a team of more than 100 people truly, truly dedicated to doing the right thing for you. And you're in the driver's seat with it.
Well, Brad, we can't thank you enough for sharing all that information about Maine and its Medicare health plans. I think that to the point that you said, we aren't just in Maine now. Senior Planning Center is expanding, but for the majority of our listener audience here and Senior Power, they can be comforted in the fact that Senior Planning Center not only has 6 locations statewide, from the northernmost Aroostook County in Presque Isle to southernmost county, York County in Sanford, but we also have, as you just suggested, agents all over the state. So there's always somebody available who can help you with the Medicare maze. Again, Brad, thank you so much for joining us today on Senior Power.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on, David.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power. With each issue of Maine Seniors Magazine, the new publisher and associate publisher have responses to letters being written, and they call this Mary and Jimmy.
And the reader writes, "You're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not. During the spring and summer seasons, I still love to hang my clothes out on the line. I've tried to use dryer sheets to give my fresh laundry that wonderful aroma, but nothing works as well as hanging things outside on the clothesline. The problem? Well, 3 times in the past couple of months, when I went out to get my clothes off the line, I discovered missing items. And yes, you can guess the worst. The missing items were unmentionables. This is so creepy. I do have neighbors, but I know them all very well. I've been living in this Bangor neighborhood for 24 years. I know the families. I know the children. I can't possibly believe that this is happening because of my neighbors. But it does make me think about it, and I don't like having suspicions. Help me."
Oh, dear. Well, this is my suggestion. You might consider getting a camera that shines on the clothesline. There's so many out there now. It is difficult and scary when this happens because you don't know who's been in your yard. You also might consider calling the authorities for some help.
And all I have to ask is, what are unmentionables?
Raking Leaves by Paul Weeks. Sundays in the fall, after we got home from church, Dad and I would change our clothes and go get rakes, trash cans, and my wagon. Then we'd go outside and attack the thick layer of leaves in the yard. The biggest pile was on the back side of the house that faced our neighbors, the Flints. There were five large graceful elm trees there next to the Flints' driveway. The trees extended from the front corner of the house to the end of the barn. They were magnificent European elms, tall and arching, with thick, beautiful green crowns that shaded the house all summer. Baltimore Orioles nested every year in the high branches of the last elm. Their nest was a big pocket. It looked like a first baseman's mitt. In autumn, however, the elm leaves would turn golden brown and then fall. And boy, did they fall. Which left a deluge of leaves on our backyard. A foot deep or more, the leaves that fell on the house on the roof rolled off into the yard, and Dad and I would rake up this pile of leaves at least twice every autumn. I do miss the graceful elms that used to shade Maine. Waterville was the elm city, and many towns have an elm street. Wiscasset got its name as the prettiest village in Maine, in no small part due to the graceful elms that lined its main street. Every village had its elms that provided shade on hot summer's days and while letting any breeze whisk under their arching canopies. The elms were alive and well when Dad and I raked the backyard. We would rake the leaves into a huge pile, taller than me, and then I would get to jump into the leaf pile. There's no better pile of leaves to jump in than elm leaves. Maple leaves are good because they are prolific, and they tend to hold moisture, which can leave your bottom wet at the end of a big jump. Beech leaves are springy and dry, but not numerous enough. Oak leaves don't arrive until November. By then, they're all that's left. But they are waxy and flat, retaining water and sliding readily, letting the leaf peeper's bottom land hard on the ground. Elm leaves are perfect for a jumping pile. They are curled, so they hold lots of contact, absorbing air as they await the jumper. The sides of those curled leaves are like miniature springs, giving elm leaves an extra ability to absorb the weight of a leaping child's bottom. After three or four leaps, Dad would tell me it's time to get back to business. We had lots of leaves to haul back to the leaf pile on the steep embankment at the back of our lot. I got to haul leaves in my cart. Dad took care of the garbage cans. The embankment, newly refreshed with elm leaves, was also an excellent place for a leaf jump. The vertical drop from the leaping point to the landing made it a lot of fun. But there always seemed to be a lot of leaves down the back of my shirt when it was over. It was definitely a one-time affair. By then, it would usually be time to go in for Sunday dinner that my mother had so carefully prepared. Dad and I would have to wash and put on clean clothes before sitting at my mother's Sunday table. Then it was time for Sunday football. This was even before the great merger of the NFL and the AFL. Dad and I would watch the New York Giants with Charlie Conroy, Andy Robustelli, play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then the upstart AFL would be on. But during halftime of the Giants game, Dad and I would go outside, and he'd throw me passes. He said that his passes were so terrible that I would be a good receiver if I could catch half of them. And so father-son bonds are made. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.